You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Hello, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Tommy Little.
Hello, guys. I'm not sure how I feel about what's
happening. I was busy looking at my phone. What did I miss? Did I miss something in the real world while looking at my phone?
You did. Our producer, Sondo, in some kind of weird pre-show pump-up, just rubbed both her breasts across my back.
What? You can't do that, mate.
The cupboard is really small. I was trying to squeeze past
him. I can get past him without my boobs touching
his
head.
Yeah, but your boobs are not as big as mine.
Oh, right. Oh.
If it was trying to squeeze past me, why did it go one way, then the other, then back again?
That's inappropriate behaviour in the workplace,
mate. I mean,
mate.
Only if I've got a problem with it, right?
No, it's inappropriate no matter
what
you feel.
People can't go around.
You can't do that.
No.
Well, talked onto that for a minute ago. Now you're acting like I'm the bad guy for sitting in my seat at my microphone, and I've just felt like I've had two bloody bags of melons laped across my back.
All right, let's move on. What's coming up on the show?
You did say yesterday your life's a bit boring at the moment.
Is that what you thought, Sonia? You thought this will perk him up a bit? Whack, whack.
On the show, coming up next, you know I was all up and about after the great weekend.
Don't get out of your seat to do it again.
No, this is serious. After the great weekend I had away.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I had a great weekend away with Chris, only I've now discovered something about that weekend.
Sonna's been rubbing her boobs on him as well.
Devastated me and I'm upset.
Are you?
And I'm trying to stay positive.
Are you upset?
We need to discuss it next.
Are you upset?
Son, I'm trying not
you know to what
think
to do to
it.
Get her out of this funk.
I'm coming, Carrie.
No, that's too much, mate.
All right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's a very Nork heavy start of the show, isn't it? Buzzy Witters. Yep, anyway.
Okay, so the weekend, had a great weekend away at my friend's birthday.
Yes.
And lovely time. Now, before.
Is this where the chap was wearing the shirt? Is this where the chap was wearing the Indonesian shirt
rather than
have we worked
tie?
Out which chap that was?
We're not going back to that again.
We had a guest yesterday and you didn't answer.
Just the chap. Can you stop?
I've fun.
Got something I want to talk about that's serious.
Well, we need to finish the game of Guess the Chap before we simply move on to the next thing.
Well, you'll have to have that game on your own because I've got more pressing
issues. Okay, maybe I'll just say the name then.
No, don't. So just before I left to go away, I decided that I was going to take my digital camera with me for the weekend away.
An actual camera.
A proper old school digital camera. Because I realised recently when I was going to blow up photos that, you know, iPhone photos don't blow up as nicely as digital camera photos. But my Wi-Fi is not working at home at the moment, so I couldn't take all the photos off my digital camera onto my phone.
So you've got an unbacked up, fully loaded photo camera.
All the photos from when Addie was a baby.
Yeah.
And I took heaps because I wanted some beautiful, beautiful baby photos taken at high res. She's now 9 months old. So 9 months worth of photos of our fam. Went away on the weekend. Thought I'd take it so I could take photos at the 50th I was at.
Yes.
I thought it'd be nice to capture that for the person whose birthday it is
of course.
All these different people.
You need that chap in his shirt.
And I was showing her the photos on the Sunday morning at breakfast,
post-party,
and we were having a laugh and everything. That's the last time I remember seeing my digital camera. And I've only just realised this morning when I went to get them off, the photos off the camera, I don't know where it is.
You've lost
and I've
the camera?
Everywhere at home.
Okay. So was it you were away, so there was a rental car involved?
I've checked the rental car, I've checked the hotel, I've checked
airline?
The airline, I've checked the airport, I've checked everywhere.
How did you check the airport? I called them.
Okay. Well, I went there myself.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Got back on a flight.
I thought it's keen.
I would almost do that though.
Oh, well, it's
and I'm trying to stay incredibly positive because I don't feel like it's gone for good. You know, you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach and I don't feel like it, but I think the reality is as the days go on, it's not a great sign.
I think the things that are working in your favour is I don't think anybody would want to steal a digital camera. I don't think the value is very high.
No?
Isn't it?
People still use digital cameras, don't they?
Well,
you're all looking at me like I'm.
I don't.
We saw a film where
you
at the
have
Spice
one?
Girls
no.
concert. Remember?
No. When? Sonda, do you have one?
No.
No. Eli, our digital guy. Our digital guy doesn't have a digital camera.
It's a really nice little.
So I'm not saying
it's
bad.
It's a tiny little camera that you can put in your handbag.
Mate, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just trying to work through the
math. Okay, so you don't think people are going to steal it?
I don't think people are going to steal it. So I think it is something that will get handed in.
What if people go through the photos on there?
Well, Here's the thing that could work against you, because is that the photo of
almost all of them are decent. There is just a couple on there where I was taking a cute little photo of Addie in the bath with Chris when I didn't realise there was an extra limb in the picture.
You thought, geez, Addie's arm is massive in that photo. It's growing disproportionately.
Other than that, there's nothing. It's just gorgeous, beautiful family photos.
So are you more worried that you'll lose the camera, or you're more worried that someone will find
memories.
It and Chris's junk will be everywhere?
No, mate, I'd plaster his junk all over the internet if I could find that camera.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't. Sorry about that. That was hectic. I won't do that.
That was really unexpected.
I'm really passionate about it.
I don't know who's asking for that. I don't know if the internet's going, you know, we need more of.
Mate, yesterday was people wanting photos of women standing under bloody tall door frames. Surely
that's
someone
true.
Would want a photo of Chris. Anyway, I just want to know, well, I don't know.
You know what I want to know?
What?
Because I know you want your camera back. So, if you found Biggers' camera, great, hand it in and we can get your photo back. Fantastic. But also for someone out there, spare a thought for when they're trying to be a good citizen and they're looking through this and they go, who does this belong to? Well, that's a baby. I can't possibly find the baby. Oh God, that's a man's. Oh, that's a man's junk there. They've had the biggest surprise of their life and they're just trying to be a good citizen.
That's what people would have been doing for their jobs. Like years ago. Remember when you'd go take it to a Kodak shop and you didn't know what was on it, they didn't know what was on it, then they'd print out the photos and there'd be lots of stuff like that.
And because when we were teenagers, we used to think it was hilarious if anyone left their camera unattended just to take one really lewd shot and then when they'd come back. Yeah, because then they'd get to the chemist and they'd go, oh, who's taking this photo? 131060, I'd love to know.
Have you found my camera?
No. I mean, sure, we can do that as well. But what photo did you find? What photo popped up unexpectedly, or what did someone see? Maybe they grabbed your phone and they were flicking through.
Grabbed mum's camera?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mum, what's that?
When did you see something you weren't meant to see? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now we are talking about things that you found on a camera.
Because I lost my camera at the weekend.
Yes.
Digital camera.
Yes.
I'm one of those people that has a digital camera. Mm. And it had all the memories from when Addie was born for the last 9 months, and I don't know where I've
And all
it.
The memories we have. Of that photo of Chris in the bath, which you insisted on showing us, zoomed in on what is his junk floating on the top.
I didn't know I was trying to take a photo.
You did after the seventh time you showed us. So we're asking the question on 131060, what did you accidentally stumble across in photo territory? And talk to us.
Hi, legends. How are we doing?
Good. You haven't found my camera, have you?
Unfortunately, no. Look, I'm really sorry. However, it is kind of related to the sort of bathtub incident a little bit. I was actually showing my mum's best friend photos of my house, scrolled across and went, oh no, it was a photo of my male partner in a G-banger.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, it was zoomed in. Don't ask me why I have it.
Is that his normal get-up? He enjoys that?
Unfortunately not. I just thought, yeah, hey, look, this would be funny. Put it on, take a photo, ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, whoops, I forgot to delete that. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry and, like, yeah.
Hang on, Angie, but we need to talk about this more. and so the underwear was yours?
Yeah, of course it was.
And
I just wanted to see what he looked like in it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's really fun. Don't apologise. I'm assuming he was still essentially naked. Was he then?
Of course he was.
Like, I didn't think it would.
It would cover enough.
I didn't, yes. I thought it would be like
there was not much to the imagination there.
You know how a roast has a bit of string around it?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Thank you, Ange. Awesome chat. You were really great. Hannah.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. What did you accidentally find on a camera?
My best friend's husband's manhood.
Oh. Okay. How did that happen? Did Carrie throw it in your face? That's how it happened to us.
No, she was showing me photos of her niece and she's like, oh, just flick through. Have a look. I'm flicking through. And I'm like, oh, yes, this is a great photo of your niece.
Oh, wow. What was the photo? Without being too detailed, was it like an accidental or was it like
a full on in the mirror shot that he probably sent her.
Wow. I mean, at least the Spice is still alive.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
after 11 years.
That's pretty good. Do you think, I've always wondered this, I once got my computer fixed at an Apple shop and I only realised afterwards that in the camera section, the photo section, there's lots of photos of me pregnant nude. Do you reckon anyone flicks through those photos when you get your...
Absolutely.
It's only just come to my attention.
Did you ever make Chris wear a digital thing? But yeah,
absolutely. I wonder if he'd put it on if I asked him to.
Let's give him a call. Let's get him on. Casey, have you ever made your partner wear your G-string?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Actually be funny.
What photo did you stumble across?
My grandfather naked standing in front of a mirror.
What? Is it from when he was younger or older?
No, when he is older, he is now. It's probably about a couple of years ago.
What happened?
How?
New dating profile pic or something?
if you want to look like Mr. Burns, I suppose, yeah.
Why was it there?
I don't know. I just went to go use the phone. Picked it up, was it in photos, and obviously the first thing that you see, and you don't want to see that.
No. Good on him. Now I like that he's also still trying to keep the Spice alive. How old was he?
I think he's 63 now, he is.
Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's still kicking it. Still thinks he's young, I think.
Yeah, good on him. Good on you, Cass. Thank you. Yeah. This is fun. We've actually got someone that I believe, Steph, you worked in a photo lab. Is that right?
I did for many years as a teenager, for about 10 years.
Oh, like the olden day Kodak lab kind of thing where it was like you had to get them processed.
Yep, that's right.
And what was the most common thing that you came across?
As in awkward.
Yeah. What was the usual? Yeah.
Lots of junk pics. Female pics. I'll leave it to your imagination.
And would people be ashamed when they came in? Would they be like, oh, yeah?
No. Most people would ask if we saw the photos as we developed them, which was a yes. So not a lot of people, but some people be like, we'll leave it.
Did you ever make extra copies?
No. Okay. No way.
And how often did you see a man standing in what is clearly his girlfriend's G-string?
Never owned a G-string, surprisingly.
We've got a first, guys. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy across the country. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save. All the details at mebank.com.au.
Do you know how easy they make it for you? Sondra, our producer here, was switching to MeBank, and they actually came to her house after she'd put little Henry to bed and sat down and talked to her about it in her own home.
How good. Get amongst it.
What have we got coming up?
Coming up, Bickers. Yes. God, have I got a story for you. What's it about, I hear you ask? You'll have to wait and see.
There is somebody's name on the board after 4 o'clock, and I'm wondering if this is to do with the thing you didn't get invited to. Are you going to take this person, head on?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a clash of the Titans. Get ready.
Oh, I'm going to back her, not you.
Yeah, I would too, actually. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bickers. I feel like I'm talking about makeup a lot on this show recently. I had a photo shoot this morning for that Amazon special, the stand-up special.
Oh, of course, because your show's been picked up. Yes.
And so I was getting my makeup done and I made a joke because the lady started patting my nose and I said, are you trying to make my nose smaller? And she went, ha, ha, ha. And then I heard a voice from behind me and she goes...
You could do that with some contouring, you know.
What do you mean? Get actual work done on it.
No,
should I get a nose job?
No, ask the makeup girls.
Should I get a nose job?
Ask the makeup girls. Contouring can make things look bigger and smaller, apparently.
Can it make things look bigger as well? God, they're going to have to contour so much stuff. I heard a voice from behind me, and it said, it was another one of the lovely makeup ladies, and she said, don't worry, big noses are a sign of strength. And I thought, this is clearly a big nose person speaking to me, right? And I turn around and I said, have you got a honker on you as well? And she said, oh, I do. And I turned around and I said, that's not a big nose. And she goes, look, I don't care, but it's not a small nose. And I said, no, you got a great nose. And she goes, it actually grew more when I was 20. And I said, what? And she said, there was a bit of ligament in it that grew a bit more. And she goes, I was so self-conscious of it. And she had a little kid. She goes, it took me years to get over being self-conscious of it. And then right when I was at a point where I thought I was fine with it, my little one said to me, Mummy, if we went to a fancy dress party, you could go as a witch and you wouldn't need to wear a mask.
Oh, wow. Out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So I thought we'd do a bit of this. Better kids say the harshest things.
I remember Evie said to me the other day, I still don't know what she was implying, but she said, I woke up in the morning, she said, will I look like you when I get older? And I said, well, maybe, yeah. And she goes, And I said, why? And she goes, just wondering. And then she walked out and I thought, you've left me not knowing what that does that mean. Oh, God, I don't want to look like my mother. Wow. Or I do want to look like my mother. And it took all my might not to go back out there and interrogate her. And I thought a five-year-old doesn't need to be interrogated.
But also, that kid's so smart that you'd go, what did you mean by that, Evie? And she'd go, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
131060, kids say the harshest things. Give us a call. What have they said to you and absolutely broken you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
We are talking about this buzzy.
Remember when Evie said to our boss, and you know who I'm talking about, are you pregnant?
Which one?
Yeah, asked our boss if he was pregnant.
He
took it very well.
Yeah. This is it, because they just say what they're thinking
course,
and they don't
care.
Of
course, they're not trying to be anything offensive.
And they don't care about your feelings, do they, David?
No, not at all. With my 12-year-old daughter, I was actually talking about how beautiful my wife was and how beautiful my girls are. And I go, what about Daddy? Daddy's very beautiful, isn't he? And my daughter replied back, no, Daddy, you're not beautiful at all. You got no hair.
It's what is on the inside that counts, David.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
And what's on the inside? A six pack?
We say six pack, but yeah, just a skinny bloke.
Good on you, Dave.
Cheers, mate.
Kill it.
We did, in fairness to Dave, we did leave too much of a pause.
It's like you were actually just hanging up from your mate.
Yeah. So, Dave, anyway, what are you up to next week?
Hey, Kelly, how's your day been?
Good, thank you. How you guys going?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, Kel.
What are you up to?
Oh, sorry.
Well, my delightful 4.5-year-old at the time, my brother's girlfriend popped over to visit us and she dyed her hair from blonde to black. And as she walked in, my little one was staring at her, mouth open, and she said, do I look different? And Tilly goes, yeah, you look ugly.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh, my God. I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry.
My son didn't like it when I went brown, when I did dyed my hair dark. He said, I much prefer you with blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it dark, and he was like, nah.
Well, I mean, nothing.
What?
No, I mean, you had to love it when it was dark. Didn't you?
No, I did love it when it was dark. Yeah. Do you mean contractually?
Yes. And you were paid a lot of money to love it when it was dark.
No, I just liked it dark. I've thought about
and
going...
And Ollie, here is some money and you'll love
Perfect.
It dark as well. Ollie, when you get paid enough, you'll love your hair however they tell you to love it.
I really loved it dark.
Sure, mate. You're hoping for another contract.
Leah, what did your kid say? Was it someone else's kid?
It was my my friend's son came around and said, oh, why do you have a moustache? And then my son confirmed it by, oh, yeah, Mum, you do. So.
Oh, you got it double confirmed.
Yeah, and double confirmed.
Do you just rock the mo or you hadn't had your wax done?
No, I'd never had my lip waxed.
Sorry, Leah, I think you've just been triple done. Big Paul basically just said,
no,
that's interesting, Leah. Have you done anything about that?
No, I said, do you rock your mo?
Leah.
Some women rock their mo and some get it waxed. So I asked her which way she swung.
Hey, Leah, if you'd like, I can go through Big Paul's contacts and find someone from Garnier who'll colour that mo for a reasonable price.
No, thanks. Is it blonde already?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little Husey with Ed Cavalier, not too far away from driving you home. How are we feeling smart today?
Oh, yeah, boy.
Sort of.
Great. Oh.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
How cute was Evie when you were over at our house the other day and you left and she said, love you.
Love you.
She was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought of that.
Have you just thrown a bit of good stuff out there in case we do bad with it? Because
no.
We all feel fine.
Just a bit distracted. I'm thinking about other things.
Okay. Let's
I'm
pull
focused.
Back.
Okay,
let's,
focus.
Let's pull get
back,
in the game.
Focus. Let's pull focus, back focus. Focus. Buzz, yeah. Your league, any league questions.
Okay,
Sonda,
great.
Your Books. Any book and nerd-related questions. Yeah. Bickers, I reckon best if
what
you stay
I?
Quiet for this one and I'll take the other categories.
Okay, I'll just think about some more cute things. My daughter did.
Great.
Here we go. Question number one. Who stars as John Nolan in the TV series The Rookie?
I don't know the series because...
Me neither. Okay. You told me to stay quiet.
Yeah, I know, but I panicked. Sondra, is this under nerd things?
I don't know the answer, but I feel like Marshy's Arm would know the answer.
Oh, Marshy's Arm.
No, Marshy's Arm doesn't.
No. The Rookie.
The Rookie. John Nolan.
I feel like it's a new Netflix thing, but the I rookie. Don't know.
Buzzy...
Oh,
any league players taking...
No, not that I can think of. Is
okay.
It?
The guy who played in Bones. Like, oh,
Caitlin's
in
involved.
Bones? I haven't seen... Bones. Who was that?
David...
David...
Duchovny?
We do have to factor in that Caitlin is always wrong.
so, none of us have the answer.
I feel like she's the most confident out of all of us.
Who are we
from
saying?
Angel as well.
Yeah, he's from Angel too.
Yeah, David Bornes.
Okay,
David
great. Bornes. Lock it in. Good
amazing.
Stuff, team.
Well done. Question number two. Ooh, former rugby league player Valentine Holmes joined which team for the 2019 NFL season?
Clear the four, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Bezina, can you please say the answer?
So I'm a rugby league guy. I'm not an NFL guy. But I thought you would.
Oh, sorry. I thought
you
it
would
said
know.
NRL.
No, NFL.
Sorry, mate. Who was it?
Valentine Holmes. You know, he used to play for Cronulla Sharks. And he was over trying for the... I'm just really trying to show you that I've still got rugby league knowledge, just not NFL.
So what team did he join in the NFL?
That's the question, yes.
What are some teams?
What should we
Green
guess?
Bay Packers.
Oh, great. Sure. Yeah.
Should we just move on to the third question?
Yep.
Great.
We need to do something about morale in this team. We have two bad questions and you all slump your shoulders. Marshy's arm looks lifeless and limp over there. Sonda, you've gone... because you're not...
I'm not involved.
Why not?
Because you told me not to be.
It was a joke.
Okay, I'm involved now.
Someone's phone going off.
I'm involved. Right, someone
really
knows the answer.
Unprofessional. Here we go. Question three. Flanders and Wallonia are two of the three main regions of which country?
France?
Yes.
Oh, no. Belgium. Belgium.
Great work, guys. See what happens when we get up and about.
All right, here we go.
That's with three questions down. We've still got two to go here. Yeah. We're still a chance of taking a clean sweep, even though the second one would be a dead set miracle if we got it right.
Here we go. Question four. Which wife of King Henry VIII was Elizabeth. The mother of Queen Elizabeth I?
Yeah, Elizabeth the prequel. The Elizabeth the origin story.
Was it Anne Boleyn?
Okay, that's great.
That's the only wife I know. She definitely got her head cut off.
Great.
Didn't
Let's
he do that to quite a few?
Let's go with that.
I think he lopped eight of their heads off or something, didn't he?
Okay. I only know about Anne.
That's what's going to happen if we keep going with this because we're running out of time. So let's get into question number five.
Guys, we had an attitude chat, mate.
What happened to him today?
Sorry, I don't know.
I've been good today. Devon Townsend is best known for playing which instrument?
Devon?
Yeah.
Townsend? Wonder. From...
No.
It'll be a horn or something, won't it?
Oh, Pete Townsend.
Is he?
Is he related to Pete Townsend?
So we're going to say guitar then, Marshall? Or is he a... I feel like these questions, they're always jazz, like they're always horn players.
If he's metal, though.
No, I'm sure he's a metalhead.
Okay, so are we going then drums or do you reckon he's out the front on guitar?
I reckon we would have heard of him more.
Yeah, I agree.
I would guess guitar.
Ooh,
okay.
I was going to say drums.
Lock it in.
Guitar?
Lock it in, but Bickers will remember that.
I think he's big in Germany.
Oh, great.
So we've got Anne Boleyn.
Are we going to get zero for the first time ever?
Sure. Dan, again,
I'm feeling really confident about
burger.
Belgium. Son, I think you've got us here in Belgium. Okay. Question number one. Caitlin, you locked in David Bornes.
Bores.
Nathan Fillion.
Ooh, that was so close. Oh, God.
All right, Valentine Holmes doesn't play for Green, the Packers. Is that right, what you said, Sonder?
I was going to say Cleveland Browns.
No, it's New York Jets.
Oh, I actually didn't know that was a team.
Belgium is correct, though.
Right.
Anne Boleyn is correct, though.
Two of the questions you got.
Guitar is correct, though. Hey. Ended on a high.
So I don't know how I'm managing to do this, but all the credit should go to me and my mid-quiz pump-up chat. You guys were down in the dumps.
Great coach.
And then look what happens when we get up and about. Guys, next time, good attitudes from the start and we'll do this. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, smash hit Aussie movie Ride Like a Girl is coming out very soon, September 26th. Its premiere was on the weekend, of course.
Based on your good mate's amazing
superstar,
run.
Melbourne Cup winning jockey. She joins us now, Michelle Payne. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Firstly, how are you?
I'm good. Been a bit of a busy time, but yeah, no, I'm really good. It's a lot of fun.
Have you recovered from the premiere?
Yes. It was, you know, an after party from 4 to 8, but all the family was there and it certainly kicked on a hell of a lot longer than that. But it was a really fun and special day for the whole family to all be together to watch it. It was really special.
Well, it was a fun and special day for, of course, everybody that got to go to the premiere as well.
I saw Christian,
like a massive,
who used to Christian work on our show. He's in it, I think.
It was star-studded. Yeah. Michelle, why wasn't I invited?
You must have got lost in the post.
Were you not invited?
I was wondering why you weren't there.
I was invited. Were you not invited?
Were you?
Yeah, I was invited.
Pain Train, what? This is rubbish. I've known you for years and I don't even cop an invite.
Don't you have a horse together or something?
We've got horses together.
We've had a couple actually and hopefully a few more in the future.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help when you're not inviting me to your parties. This is your movie.
Next one, you're first on the list.
Ooh. Were you worried what he might do at the party? He gets quite rowdy.
Yeah, well, we'll take the chance on that.
Hey, obviously your gorgeous brother Stevie plays himself in the movie. I heard he absolutely steals the show.
Absolutely the star of the show. No disrespect to all of the other amazing actors. But he blew me away. Like, the way they captured him in his natural essence, I thought they wouldn't be able to because he gets really nervous in front of the camera. But he was amazing. They just had him like he was at home on the farm because he's so smart and funny and his one-liners, like, he doesn't waste any time with words and they just absolutely nailed it with him. And I told my family, I was like, you will be amazed at Stevie, how good he is. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And then after the film, they're like, oh my God, how good was he?
Teresa Palmer plays you. How weird is it seeing somebody play you on the big screen?
I went in there with an open mind and I was absolutely blown away by her and how she captured so many mannerisms I have, even the way I walk. She's just
really?
Like, yeah.
How do you walk? I've never noticed you walk in a different way, Michelle.
No, I've just got a bit of a waddle, really, probably.
Is that spending too long on a horse? Does that give you a waddle?
Not sure. I think it's
like Tony Abbott style. You know how he rides a lot?
Oh, the clip copy walk?
Nothing, something like that. But yeah, I laughed at the end when I saw her walking. I was like, oh my God, that's even how I walk.
My dad is rubbish at giving me compliments. And I believe from our text messages, your dad might have the same trait. Was he glowing about your film?
Oh my God, my dad's hilarious. I was like, what did you think? And he goes, I liked the ending.
That's it.
That was it.
Better than nothing, I suppose.
And I think he knew what was going to happen, but...
Okay, so what we need to do now is you need to get together with this new horse, get a new horse. You need to go smash it out of the park, you and Michelle together, so you can be in the next movie. That's what needs to happen.
That is what needs to happen.
Well, our current horse, Little Mannix, do you reckon it's any chance of winning a Melbourne Cup, Pain Train?
If the Little Mannix grows another leg, she might be, but...
Hey, make sure you check out Ride Like a Girl. Yeah. It's in cinemas September 26th. It's always a pleasure. Michelle Payne, thank you, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Up next, Husey with Ed Cavalli.
Guys, it is so nice to see you. Ed, I need to ask, because I actually realise we haven't chatted about it at all. Have your eating habits changed, or do you still eat like just the most boring person in the world?
Sorry, short answer, yes. But I want to talk about something else. You were talking about having a nose job.
Yeah. Should I get a nose job?
Yes. You and I have a similar nose. If you look closely, we both have a...
Can you go on the side? Can you go on the side?
Strong sure beaks.
Yeah. I got a bump.
Oh, yeah. I see.
We have the bump and bowl.
You could get two for the price of one.
This is what I'm saying.
My old man used to say, if I lean back, I'm a sundial. Oh. And, do you reckon we should go in together?
Man, yes. Because
you don't need to go in together.
We just swap noses.
You need different noses.
Nose off.
Nose off.
That's the great the sequel
Bags not
no Nicolas
Cage.
For.
No, wait. Bags not John Travolta. Oh, I don't know which one. I don't know which one I don't
want to
be.
Has anyone ever regretted a nose job?
No.
Infamously, the lady who never got an acting gig again from Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yes, Jennifer Grey.
Yes, she got a nose job and reckon it made her unemployable.
See?
You know what? I'd
love
need
this. Something that looks a bit different. Is this my personality? Otherwise, you look the same as everybody
else. You know
what
would be great? That Channel 7 show, which is they're doing the Dirty Dancing live, aren't they?
Dirty Dancing.
They should all get nose jobs.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that show going to be on the same time as your Masked Singer?
Dirty Dancing, is it? Yeah. Never mention it again, Karen.
Is that why they've got masks on the Masked Singers? Are they all celebrities that have had nose jobs?
Recovery. It's a good way to get around your recovery.
September 23rd. Should we announce the date? September 23rd.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, should we get drawn up, Ed?
I'd love to, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's just see what our life could be.
Yeah, that's great.
With new beaks.
Let him do it.
And we'll get what's it called? Like a digital look-alike. Yeah.
Just want them to look ugly, Husey. That's all you
want. I just want them to look disfigured. That's what I want.
Exactly.
Let's make it happen. You know, that's what they wanted. There you go. I'll do it if you like. I'll just lop them off with an axe.
Dear, things are getting...
Lie them both down. I'll get an axe. One swing. We'll do both of them.
Why does it need to be one swing? Have you only got a certain amount of energy? Just give us two swings at least.
No, make you feel important.
Swing, mate. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
What is on the show this afternoon, guys, with you?
Lindsay... Guys, Tommy, Carrie, happy Lindsay Day. Today is the day.
What's Lindsay Day?
We've been, he's promised us, he's been texting her via the WhatsApp. We've got the blue ticks in, and Husey has guaranteed that Lindsay Lohan will be live on the show today. So happy Lindsay Day, everybody.
Right.
Can you ask her about her new song, Xanax, that she's been working
on? I'm going to be asking about.
And I love her new music. I really do. It's good stuff.
Tell her that you've still got about a third of a swing left in you, and if she wants to line up.
All right, we're out of here. Husey and Ed Cavalier.
Happy Lindsay Day.
Happy Lindsay Day.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.